Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. Michelle Brown here, the Adult Services Coordinator, and Samantha Thomason is here, the Community Relations Manager. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Good to have you guys here. Before we get going into a lot of library stuff, Michelle, I'll throw this at you. We just heard with the weather talking about the inauguration. With something big like the inauguration coming up, do you have people coming into the library looking for presidential kind of things, or just even current events kind of things when we have something like the inauguration?
Absolutely. And they are so inspired by what they hear on the news. I wanted to mention today that there's a hot new book at the library that everybody's coming into that was inspired by the selection of the Trump's nominee for the Secretary of Defense. He is a big reader of Marcus Aurelius, and we've had a run on this author who's been dead for 1,800 years. So his Meditations is a big book right now, and everybody has put that on hold and they're reading that. So yes, it's been very inspirational for the community, and we try to go with the flow and give folks what they need, and they need Marcus Aurelius's Meditations right now.
Interesting that something like that, because I mean, and that's not something you can plan for. Nobody last summer was saying, you know, we might want to get some extra Marcus Aurelius books. I mean, those kind of things just come up, and things can come up in a congressional hearing, or somebody hears an interview and somebody talking about a book or making a reference, and that's interesting that people will come in.
It sparked a lot of interest, so I'm grateful to the nominee for the Secretary of Defense. He's done a great thing for libraries and a great thing for Marcus Aurelius.
Interesting who knew that Marcus Aurelius would be making a comeback. as we talk about books and things. In the new year, a lot of us made the resolution, we should have, about reading more books. Not too late to get started. Talk about making resolutions of reading books and how you can get started. Because a lot of times, someone at the end of December was saying, I'm going to read more books, and you don't know how to start.
Well, true. And, you know, I think we all put a lot of pressure on ourselves with resolutions. And so we wanted to offer some library resolutions that are not hard to keep.
Okay.
Some of them involve reading, but not all of them. And, you know, it isn't too late to start. Just simple things like sharing a favorite book with somebody, shopping at a library book sale, joining one of our book groups. We have, we've talked about the Books and Beer group, but we also have Porter Pairings, which is kind of books and wine. We have book groups at the library, outside of the library. Asking a librarian for a book recommendation, we love to do that. And a lot of people are afraid to bother the librarian, but that's actually what we're there for. So.
Oh, please bother us so much. That's the only way that we can justify our existence is if you will please ask us a question and we will point you in the right direction. You had mentioned earlier, is it easy? Can you get started reading? And the answer is, oh my gosh, you don't even have to come to the library anymore to read. You can check out an ebook, free ebook through the library, or an e-magazine, or an e-audiobook to take with you. So it's getting easier all the time. And if you think it's hard to download, it's really not. It's gotten much better, and we're there to help you, teach you how to download that.
And also, you know, we have some great programs for children. We've also talked about the Pause for Reading program, but we have those at a lot of our branches, and that's where various service dog or therapy dog groups will come in with their dogs, and the kids can read to the dogs. And so kids, you know, whether they're confident readers or reluctant readers, they often find it a little bit easier to read to the dogs than maybe they might to their parents or an adult or friends. Bringing a grandkid or your child to one of those programs.
I was going to say, if you're a parent or a grandparent, it's so easy because you can take the kids to the library and then you can look around.
Exactly.
and find things. And one of the things you'll find when you walk into any of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library branches now is libraries don't look like they used to. They're it's colorful, and it's not just books. There's just there's all kinds of stuff. I remember February, whatever Dr. Seuss's birthday month is.
March. We do the big celebration.
Going to the celebration at the Salem Church branch, and just how clever everything was. There was just a lot of energy, and people were reading, and kids were excited. It was a fun day.
Well, and two, you know, reading, if you don't have to get War and Peace. I brought some cookbooks here today. I think sometimes just getting a book in your hand, you know, if you haven't checked out a library book in a long time or maybe ever, you know, you can go out with a stack of 20 cookbooks and that's okay. And you don't have to, you know, you can flip through them. You don't have to make a long-term commitment to read a big book to sort of get back to having books in your life.
Well, and Michelle mentioned the Marcus Aurelius book. That may be something you hear about, and instead of ordering it and buying it, you might have to wait. You might be on a waiting list, perhaps. But you can get it from the library, read it, and then take it back.
Absolutely. And like I said, with the cookbooks, actually, I find that that's one of the few books I buy now. I don't buy many because I'm a librarian and they're all around.
Yeah.
But I will find that I can evaluate them, and find the ones that I want to buy, and actually a couple I bought today I bought as Christmas gifts for my mother. So that's a way to sort of evaluate things and see what you might really want to keep in your own collection.
Yeah. Yeah. No, when you do get into reading books, then it can give you ideas for gifts.
Absolutely.
You may read it and you may think, I know somebody who will really like this, and you can pass it on.
But the libraries are so much more than books anymore, Ted. Just because we've got books doesn't mean that you shouldn't come to the library for other things. And I'm really excited about our programming that we have so many people come in and share their expertise with the community. One of the things we've got is a park ranger coming in to show people how to make a bird feeder for this winter. How fun is that? We have a Euro board game night for people at some of our major branches that a lot of people would find so fascinating because it's strategy and you can learn quite a bit. With lots of crafts, the knitting, the sewing, the quilting, painting, music. The library's got it all. Oh my gosh, it is a community meeting place where you can share ideas and learn, constantly learn.
Well, and that's why it's a good idea to there's the quarterly magazine that comes out
at your library
to look for that. That's very colorful and contains everything. But you can also follow things on Facebook with the website, just a lot of different ways. And then, like you say, it's the library is more. You can go and check out a book and leave, but there's each of the library branches is kind of its own community. It's kind of a community within a community.
And we like to go out into the community also. I'd like to put in a word for librarians who are willing to go talk to other organizations and meetings. We would like to spread the word. So if you ever need a speaker, the librarians are more than willing and ready and prepared to go to any meeting, and we will bring resources to augment whatever you're talking about at that meeting.
And Michelle, you mentioned a few minutes ago about if you've got a question, go and ask a librarian, because sometimes, I know I've been hesitant at times, thinking they're going to just think this is just so, so silly.
Oh, no, and it's quite true. You probably heard when you were growing up, all your teachers were telling you, there is no stupid question. That is so true. There is no stupid question. And I learned that not when I was in elementary school, when my teacher was telling me that all the time, but I learned it when I became a librarian and realized we don't know everything. None of us can know everything. So let's share. Let's ask somebody, because they might know if they don't know. And this is the librarian's function. If we don't know, we know where to go to find out the answer.
We were talking about the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning with Samantha Thomason and Michelle Brown. The website is librarypoint.org, right?
That's right.
Librarypoint.org. There's also a good Facebook page to follow with the library. We will continue on when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shuler.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Samantha Thomason here and Michelle Brown. Michelle is the Adult Services Coordinator and Samantha the Community Relations Manager for the library. I know one of the things that's really exciting, and I guess it's up and running now, is something called lynda.com.
That's right, Ted. So this is a service that we went live with on January 2nd. And lynda.com, a lot of folks know about it already, but it's owned by LinkedIn, and it's a online video tutorial training website. And right now they have over 4,000 videos, and each month they add new ones. And you can find everything from software, computer programming, to audio and video production, photography, tips on job seeking. Stephanie, there's so much.
Oh my gosh, there is. And I'd like to emphasize that these are taught by experts in their field. And you can even get certification if you complete some of these courses. Mm-hmm. We have so many people coming into the library that are looking to explore career paths, and you can go on to lynda.com and actually take these courses. They go anywhere from, I don't know, only maybe 30 minutes to 30 hours. Mm-hmm. And explore that, see if that's something that you would like, and you can also increase your skill levels. They have basic, beginner, advanced, intermediate, everything. You can become a C++ developer. You can learn how to be a digital animator. You can learn how to become a mix engineer. You can learn how to become a network administrator. And it's just not all based on technology and IT. It's also, in the first course I'm going to try, Samantha, I'm going to do how to become a rock guitar expert. I can't wait to take that course.
Well, and actually, we joked with the before we got this, I won a ukulele in the fall. And so they had a how to play the banjo course back before the new year, but they didn't have ukulele. But I went in this week and they added it. So they have a beginner ukulele course. And ukuleles are actually getting really popular.
Yeah, they are.
So it's not just about sitting down and learning Java or Linux, but it's also for hobbyists. There's some wonderful photography classes on there from basic to advanced. Ukulele, banjo, guitar, piano.
Oh, my favorite too is video production. I can't wait to learn how to do that because I've got a 10-year-old grandson who is a budding director. He is always taking his 3-year-old sister and saying, do this, do that, so I can film it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And so now I want to teach him how to do video editing so that he will take it up to the next level. So that course is there. Lots and lots of photography. Photoshop, everything Microsoft, Access, PowerPoint, Word, you name it, you can go on and learn it at your own speed. No pressure. I just think it's the best thing to come to town, actually, in a long time, because everybody can now become an expert in just about anything they want. It's great, not just for the individual, but for employers. Employers probably have a hard time finding the time and the resources to train their personnel. This is a great resource for them.
This is it's lynda.com, lynda.com is the website. Do you know any of the history behind this, or whose idea it was and how long it's been there?
Well, actually, a woman named Lynda Wyman started
started
lynda.com, I think, back in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
And she started just this video online training site, and it grew from there. And then she got bought by LinkedIn a couple years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. So there's a long history. And, one of the nice things is that they really vet the people who are doing these videos. You can find a lot of nice things on YouTube, but the production value and the quality of these videos is going to be a lot better.
I was just going to say, I'm sure there's somebody saying, well, I can do that right now. And I've done that, but a lot of times it's hit or miss.
Right.
For everyone you find that's helpful, you're going through five or six or seven or more that are just, it's just a waste of your time.
Well, and another thing that is really nice about Lynda is they break it up into bite-sized pieces. So while you might be able to get into a course or a path that is 30 hours or 60, or they'll do the videos in, you know, a couple minutes or 5 minutes mm-hmm. or little chunks, so it's easy to digest, you know, whether you're, you know, commuting. And it, one of the great things, you know, people can purchase individual memberships to lynda.com. It's a, you know, commercial site. So to get all the benefits and, you know, that we have in our plan, it would cost somebody about $30 a month. So it's not just the videos, but they can download practice files, and you can also download the courses for offline viewing. So a commuter on the train could download a course on their phone or tablet or laptop, and they wouldn't have to have Wi-Fi to watch that. So there's a lot of, it's not just about sitting down at the desktop. You know, it's there's a lot of value to it. And, you know, there was just an article in The Economist this week that was talking about the value of lifelong learning. And, you know, we talk about that, but it's becoming more and more important for, you know, whether you're in a professional field, vocational field, just coming out of college with a four-year degree, you have to keep learning. It's more important, you know, the technology and the economy is changing, but employers aren't able in, or choosing not to or not able to invest in training like they used to. So with lynda.com, particularly the courses that offer the certificate of completion, that's an industry acknowledged certificate. So this is a way that, you know, people can brush up on their skills or achieve whatever sort of goals or mandatory continuing education they might have to do without having to pay extra money.
Our work environment is changing constantly because of the upgrades in technology. And sometimes it's a struggle for some of us that are not used to constant change to stay ahead of the curve. And this is an easy way to do it. And it's free. It's at your convenience, at your home, on the train, wherever you want to go. One of the things that people have come into the library a lot to ask us is, do you have or can you teach me about QuickBooks, which is a software for accounting? It's just amazing how popular that one software package is. And our answer is, well, we can show you some books, some information on it, but no, we're not experts on the software, so we can't do a tutorial with you. Guess what? Lynda.com has several tutorials on QuickBooks.
Well, and I'm sure it's like that for a lot of things now. People will come in and ask you some specialized thing, and they can find it right at lynda.com.
Well, and I was just talking to a friend just this week, and he was telling me about how he's looking to change career paths, and he's trying to teach himself Linux, which is programming. And I said, well, you know, we just got this great new service. Let me see. You know, I'm not completely familiar with the whole catalog yet. And we have, you know, tons of courses on lynda.com for Linux. So I just told him, I said, here's how you sign up and you know, go check it out, because this is really going to help you.
And the nice thing is they're constantly adding courses. Mm-hmm. So as Sam said earlier, just if you mention, I want to learn how to play the ukulele. Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe within a couple of weeks you're going to have a course.
Well, just think. I'm already thinking about a future show of the two of you with the ukulele.
And the rock guitar. Darn right.
To practice.
That'll be just fantastic.
When
we start the show and say, the Central Rappahannock Regional Library is here, it's going to just blow everybody away with the two of you. But no, boy, lynda.com, really, you talk about the mission of the library and what, you know, just the way what you've been doing over the, you know, in recent years to meet community needs, this fits it perfectly.
It is. We are an educational institution. We truly are. And that is our main mission, is to educate folks. And this really fits the bill.
And I just think of the person who comes in, and I'm sure you've had too many of these, the person who comes in just kind of glassy-eyed because they have gotten the word that their job is ending or changing, and they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Now you've got something that you can plug them into.
There are also a lot of courses for the entrepreneur, and you know, we are a hotbed for entrepreneurship in the Fredericksburg area. There are courses on how to become a small business owner. What do you have to do? What are the first steps? That's kind of overwhelming for a lot of folks. There's even one course I thought was very interesting. It was craft business, how to be a craft business owner. What you need to know, what hoops you have to go through. And even something as simple as becoming a comic book artist, an illustrator. Yeah. I just find those fascinating. Oh, and there's one that may be a little competition for you, Ted. I don't know, but there's a course on how to do your own podcast. So
don't anyone look at that one. You got all you need right here. Now, this is, you know, whether it's something serious or just something like you said, like it's photography mm-hmm. or just something that you want to take up as a hobby. And maybe it's before you invest in getting equipment or something that you are thinking about a hobby, you can look through this and see if it's something that fits you.
And there's also a lot of variety in the offering, not only the subject, but the way they deliver the material. So you can have an individual course, you can take a path, which is a collection of courses. You can also they have a few documentaries with industry leaders and sort of creative visionaries. And then they also have these weekly series that you can subscribe to on anything from, you know, marketing and productivity tips to happiness tips. So there's just a lot of
we need
there.
That right now. Yeah. The winter, January. Yeah. How can I be happier, Sam?
I listened to it. I added it to my playlist, and so you can add things to your playlist as you see things that you want to watch. You can just add that to your playlist, and we'll just keep track of all that for you.
We've had Lynda.com now for what, 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. About 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and some of the more popular courses, Ted, are a lot of it has to do with IT and, mm-hmm. and computers. And I think the first one was Google Drive. Mm-hmm. I know I still need instruction on that. Right. There's so much, and it changes constantly. Mm-hmm. So that is the number one most popular course that we're looking at. Becoming a web developer, full stack versus front end. I have absolutely no idea what that means.
No idea either.
But the people taking the course are now experts on that. Introduction to graphic design is another popular one that's been downloaded in our area.
So is the best way to access Lynda.com to go through librarypoint.org?
That's right. So you go to librarypoint.org in /research.
Okay.
And on that page, you'll see an alphabetical listing of all our online resources. So it'd be Lynda.com. Okay. And when you click on that link, if you think you're going to be a frequent visitor, you could actually bookmark the link directly there. And you'll get a login screen. You enter your 13-digit barcode and your 4-digit PIN, which is usually the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you're a first-time user, you'll just be prompted to create a free account. And all you have to enter is your name and your email address, and then you're in.
So. Okay. Good. A good reason, one of many reasons, to bookmark librarypoint.org. A lot of good stuff there, and that's where that can be your jump-off point for Lynda.com. What a great. Had you been looking at this for a while?
We've been looking at this for a long time,
right.
And you know, it's we always have to weigh cost, and that is a good time to mention that we couldn't do something like this without the support of our localities. You know, they are supportive in allowing us to get these kinds of resources. So, we want to spread the word. And you mentioned you were talking about, you know, entering the barcode. If you don't have a library barcode or a library card, and this seems like the only thing you might be interested, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can apply for a library card online at librarypoint.org or stop by the branch. And if you are busy and, you know, all you want to do is use our online resources, we're totally fine with that. So
librarypoint.org. It is Lynda.com, which has all this good information. We'll mention that again before we get out of here this morning. Now, we continue on. Michelle Brown, Samantha Thomason here. We'll continue on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. We'll be right back. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
Weather Channel.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. Samantha Thomas and Michelle Brown here from the library as we continue on talking books and things. And boy, before we get out of here again, we'll talk about Lynda.com and the great feature that is. Next, I want to talk to you guys about, Hidden Figures is a very popular movie in a movie. Michelle, you've seen it?
I have not yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yes. That's on the docket.
Yeah, I know. That's the same with me. Anyway, as popular as that movie is, you guys have a big announcement about that.
Oh, my gosh, do we ever. This was serendipitous. Well before there was a lot of buzz with Hidden Figures, and rightly so, may I say, because it's a very inspiring and uplifting story, we chose Hidden Figures by Margot Lee Shetterly to be our Rappahannock Reads selection for this year. Rappahannock Reads, as you may know, is our community-wide invitation for everybody to read the same book and to discuss it and to get into it and have something in common. Walk down the street with your latte and say, hey, have you read Hidden Figures yet? Right. Didn't you love it? It is an excellent book. It's got a lot of buzz. It's going great. And you know what? This book was made into a movie before the book was available. So that was pretty astounding. So we are inviting everyone in February to read Hidden Figures. And then to cap this off, we pulled off a coup. We have the author, Margot Lee Shetterly, coming to speak to the library and to our library customers on March 4th, which is a Saturday, at 3 o'clock. Now, because of all the buzz, and I'm glad for the buzz, and it's a well-deserved buzz, we found that there is so much interest that we are not going to be able to hold her talk at the library itself because we can only seat about 180 people at the library. So our partners with this, the University of Mary Washington Libraries, helped us secure Dodd Auditorium on the campus of the University of Mary Washington for this. And they have been so exceptional. They just said, oh, sure, we can do that. So we can seat over 900 people now. And from what I hear, there might be 900
people. So now we're not afraid to publicize it. We were getting a little nervous.
What a great problem to have, though.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. And she is the most delightful person. I think one of the reasons that we got her, and you've got to figure that this lady is in high demand because of the success of the book and the movie. But I think one of the reasons that she decided to come speak to us is because she has a connection with Westmoreland County. And one of the areas that the Central Rappahannock Regional Library serves is Westmoreland County.
Yeah.
So she just answered us back when we inquired immediately, say, oh, I've got people in Westmoreland. Can I please come to your library? It's going to be wonderful. She's a warm, gracious, intelligent, fantastic person. And maybe I should tell you a little bit about the book.
Yeah.
The book, Hidden Figures, is based on a true story. It is a true story. She did a lot of research, and it's about African-American women in the 40s who were mathematicians, and they had been teaching just regular old school teachers in segregated schools. Well, because of the war, and a lot of men were pulled to other duties during the war, the government found that they needed mathematicians, and they went to these schools and they invited these brilliant, brilliant women to join NASA at Langley in Hampton Roads. Mm-hmm. And they were instrumental in ensuring the success of the space race for America. Instrumental. In fact, I get chills when I read about John Glenn making a special point of going up to these women who had to endure so much during that time, the 40s, the 50s. I mean, we still had Jim Crow laws at this point.
Yeah.
And these women very beautifully transcended the obstacles that they faced and contributed so much to this country. Mm-hmm. They're phenomenal, and it is an uplifting, inspiring, and beautiful story.
And it's interesting, just last week, Xavier Richardson was in here, and we were talking, and he was telling me about his own mother and how brilliant she was, but she never was able to go to do anything past high school. And he said for him, he watched that movie and just kept thinking, you know, that could have been my mother.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think a lot of people can draw a lot of parallels to that story.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because we are going to have a program on February 23rd, just prior to Margot Lee's, Shetterly's visit to us. And we've asked community members to come in and share their like stories. There are many. And in fact, Xavier Richardson's going to be one of our panelists. But I have heard some of these stories when I've asked these people, would you like to be on the panel? And it just It's an outpouring. If it didn't happen to them, it happened to their family members, or it happened to friends of theirs, or they knew somebody that it happened to. So we're inviting everyone to a panel discussion at the headquarters library on the evening of February 23rd to share in this panel discussion. We've got about 9 people that will be there.
Xavier Richardson, Xavier. Pamela Bridgewater.
Pamela Bridgewater, you may know her. She's a prior ambassador to Ghana and to, lastly, I think, Jamaica. But she went to Walker Grant High School, so she's a local girl. We have Sandra Manigault, who is a Stanford educator. And the reason I asked Sandra to join the panel was because she is an African-American woman mathematician, just like the people that are profiled in the book, a few decades removed from their experience. But we want to find out what it's been like for her. Johnny Johnson will be. We have a lady from Westmoreland. Daisy Howard Douglas, who will be joining us. She has done so much for us in Westmoreland when it comes to African American History Month. She does programs at the library, so she'll be on the panel. And I forgive anybody that I've missed, but it's going to be a full docket and lots of interesting conversations. We hope that when the panelists share their stories, that the audience members will also chime in and share theirs.
Yeah, well, fantastic. So that's February 23rd, a panel discussion at the library. Is that the downtown library?
It is.
And what time?
7 o'clock.
Right.
7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So interesting stuff. Rappahannock Reads, you've done that before, haven't you? Was last year the first time you've done it, or has
no,
been done?
Oh, no. Okay. We've done it quite a few times.
Okay.
Now.
So we're trying to, every year, we try to pick a book, a community read selection.
We've already picked our 2018 book.
Yeah, I know, I wasn't sure.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Should it be a surprise?
No, you can tell. Just tell me. You don't have to tell anybody
just
else.
Between you.
Yes.
Well, we signed the contract yesterday, so I guess it's okay.
Very exciting.
It is. We are going to host Emily St. John Mandel, who has written Station 11. I don't know if you've heard of that. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so literate.
Well. Lucky.
But she will be our speaker in 2018, and we'll be inviting everyone to read Station 11, and we will have some exciting programming around that book then.
Boy, as far Hidden Figures, who knew
when
decided that?
Oh, yeah, that was a big surprise that it just bloomed. We had no idea, and I don't think Margot Lee Shetterly did either, that it was going to be so big. We're just very grateful to have her come.
Well, we're lucky that we got her when we
very
did, too.
Very lucky.
I imagine her schedule is pretty full right now.
Yes.
With the Oscar buzz, absolutely. Right. Oh, my gosh.
Right. And the fact that the movie came out before the book— You'd hardly ever
It didn't come out, but it was made.
Or made,
I mean,
right.
It was actually in the can before the book was released.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and two, one of the great things about this book, there's also a young reader's edition. This is a story that appeals to all ages. And, you know, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, that is such a huge thing in education right now. And this book is perfect for that. And, you know, Michelle was talking about the Our Stories panel on February 23rd. But we also have some classes and events for kids that are related to the community read, to the Rappahannock Reads of this book. There's going to be some Fabulous Fridays, which is a really popular program. One is Beyond the Stars, and another is Ultimate Space Adventure. So we're doing some really fun things for the kids to tie in some of the concepts from the book. And also a few more things for adults. You mentioned Westmoreland. There's going to be a Black History celebration on Thursday, February 16th at our Montrose branch. And then we also have on Thursday, February 9th, we have a art history professor coming to talk about Civil War to civil rights and how African-American artists engage with the past. And that's actually sponsored by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts.
Again, an example of each of these, each library branch kind of fits in and provides programming for the community, for
Absolutely.
Their own community.
Absolutely.
I think that everybody should come to the Ultimate Space Adventure, Samantha, because that's for, by the way, grades it's kindergarten through sixth grade, because it's going to teach you how to become an astronaut, how to become one of NASA's elite,
yeah.
So find out if you've got the right stuff. So I think all the kids should definitely come to that one.
So a lot of good stuff. And again, librarypoint.org is the website. There is the magazine is called At the Library?
At Your Library.
At Your Library.
At Your Library. That's right.
And that comes out. There should be – is a new one due in another month
it
or
is.
So?
We will have a new one out in just a few weeks, actually.
Okay.
Or, in the next couple of weeks. We usually get – it'll be March, April, and May, and we always get it out a month ahead. So early February we'll have that. And on the website, we do have a whole page devoted to the Rappahannock Reads. So it's /Rappahannock Reads, librarypoint.org/Rappahannock Reads.
Yeah.
It's got the details about the Hidden Figures, the book, Margot Lee Shetterly's visit, as well as all of the additional events that we have planned.
I forgot to mention that we've got hundreds of copies of the book, Hidden Figures, so that you'll be able to get it and read it before Margot Lee gets here. And we also have it in ebook format and in audiobook.
Okay.
So there are a lot of ways that you can get to Hidden Figures and read this wonderful, uplifting story.
And a lot of our book groups are going to read it. Actually, we meet for books and beer tonight, and Christy's got a big bag of Hidden Figures. So I went ahead and bought a copy.
Yeah.
But, so if you want to join one of our book groups, we'll make sure you get a copy in your hand.
Although there will be a book signing at Margot Lee Shetterly's event on March 4th, so everyone can queue up to have her sign their copy of Hidden Figures.
Exciting stuff. Now, if I've never done it, and I'm just guessing, if people do an ebook through the library, is that the kind of thing where it'll show up on your Kindle and then at a certain point it goes away?
That's right. You will never have fines on ebooks.
So it
just kind of disappears, or sometimes they kind of sit there but you can't get to them. But you'll never get charged a late fee on an ebook.
That's what I figured. We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. We will wrap this up with Michelle Brown and Samantha Thomason. I'm Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shue.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Samantha Thomason and Michelle Brown here from the library. One of the things when you talk about the Facebook page, one of the great things, it's a great Facebook page. I don't know if Samantha, if either one of you helped or put that together, but it is really well done.
Oh, it is Sam's baby.
Well,
Sam
I have a team of wonderful people who post.
They do so. Well. The other day there was, sorry, I don't know when it was, but I wrote it down and I was meant to share it, and I'm going to. It was a statement that said, "Books, my favorite reason for losing sleep."
Oh,
and I thought that's good. There's a lot of those kind of little booky things that fit the library well. As we talk about reading and winter and being inside more, any book recommendations?
Yeah, well, I was talking about cookbooks earlier, and I find that I'm really looking into some cookbooks for a number of reasons. I don't have a lot of time to read a whole lot of stuff right now, and I feel like when I get a cookbook, I can flip through and get inspired.
Mm-hmm.
But so many of the things we're talking about today, we're talking about lynda.com and not learning new things, but also sort of some of the creative classes they have. But one of the books that I've fallen in love with, there are two cookbooks. It's called The Forest Feast Gatherings. And the first one is just The Forest Feast, and it's by Erin Gleason. And you can just see, you can see, Ted.
I can see, yes.
It has a beautiful, beautiful cover. This woman was an artist. She was living in Brooklyn with her husband. And they moved to the West Coast, and they now live in this idyllic cabin in the woods. These are all vegetarian recipes. So it sort of ties in, also to New Year's resolutions. But the recipes are wonderful, but also she illustrates the book, and everything is just gorgeous. So I find that it not only inspires me to eat better, but it makes me think about layout, about, maybe picking up my watercolors again, things like that. So this is something that I think anybody, whether you are vegetarian or are creative, both of these books, the Forest Feast and The Forest Feast Gatherings, I had a coworker of mine had this on her desk, and I thought, what is that? I picked it up, I looked through them, and then I bought both of these for my mother for Christmas, and actually I went to dinner at her house last night, and she made me one of the dishes. So
nice.
I highly recommend that one.
May I say, too, that an illustrated cookbook is my very favorite kind. In fact, when I go into the library shelves now, if I open up a book and it doesn't have pictures, I say, well, no, thank you. I think I'll go with the one that shows the picture, because I'm not an accomplished cook.
Yeah.
And if I can see what it's supposed to look at, Right. Like at the end, it's just so much easier for me. And this is just a beautiful book for that.
Well, and another one that I'm really loving, I picked this up. It's called The Vegetable Butcher, and it's by Cara Mangini. I hope I didn't butcher that. but she comes from a family of actual butchers.
Okay.
She's also in New York. But this is all about how to butcher vegetables. And, you know, speaking of, you say you're not accomplished, but, I don't have a lot of time to cook. But this breaks down every vegetable exactly, how to sharpen your knives, how to cut the vegetable, everything from carrots and broccoli to stinging nettles, which I didn't know.
Oh, I eat those all the time.
Okay, see? I didn't know. So there's a lot to learn in here. But it's just, again, everything's illustrated sort of step by step. It's a great book to pick up and maybe hone some of your chopping skills or learn some new vegetables. And then the last one I was really loving is Andy Mitchell is Eating in the Middle. So she went through a whole weight loss journey. And these are easy and delicious recipes, sort of weight conscious, but not too much so. I like to all things in moderation, including moderation. So there's some great recipes in here for those who are kind of trying to be weight conscious, but also some good stuff. There's some fat in there. There's some lasagna. There's, things that you really want to look forward to eating.
There are a lot of locals who have written cookbooks, and we've got them in our collection. Mm-hmm. We do a big push to invite local authors to donate their books to the library. One of my favorites, it's not exactly a cookbook, but it's by Joe Haynes. I don't know if you know him or not, but he is an expert on barbecue, and he's written this history that is absolutely fascinating. And one of the, I'm not going to tell you the secret, but he talks about how Native Americans cooked and how they prevented foodborne diseases. And read the book to find out. It's fascinating.
Great stuff. Great stuff. We've got time for one more book.
One more book. Okay, so I guess next up on my reading list is going to be The Wettest, in addition to Hidden Figures, is The Wettest County in the World. And this is, we're going to be reading this for Books and Bourbon, which is going to be sort of a one-time special event, offshoot of the Books and Beer Club. We're going to be going to, on Monday, March 20th, we're going to Bowman Distillery, and we're going to sample some bourbon, and we're going to talk about The Wettest County in the World. And this is about the moonshine makers in Southwest Virginia. It was made into a movie. So that's up on my list next.
Good stuff. Again, it's librarypoint.org to find out more about what's going on at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and look for lynda.com. We talked about that. It's just all kinds of videos that can help you out. We are out of time. Michelle Brown and Samantha Thomason, thank you for coming
in.
Thank
you.
And we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Hope so.
Thanks, Ted.
That's it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.